Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. That's right. We made it. Another week in the books, that much closer to regular season football. But before that, we have a preseason game tomorrow. Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts. I suspect not a whole lot of frontline starters going to be active in this one, but we shall see. Definitely will be watching. Will not be live streaming tomorrow, as I said yesterday. We'll definitely be here post-game for your questions and comments. Hopefully we have a little bit more jovial episode tomorrow post-game. But regardless, we'll be here right here talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday and after games. Because that's what we do, man. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. We're devoted to each and every one of these guys are on this roster representing the green and gold. And for some of them, time's getting short. It's now or never. You don't want to be there, like, say, the last preseason game, have the coaches talking, oh, that's just too little too late. Now is the time to make your case. Now is the time for guys on the bubble to hopefully turn some heads tomorrow in this preseason game. Maybe they started it yesterday. I'm thinking guys like, you know, the big obvious names that we all know are like Malik Heath, who had a very rough outing last Saturday against the Jets. But even deep reserves, guys like Omar Brown, who's had a good camp. But if he is going to make sure and ensure that he at least has a chance at the practice squad, he has got to continue balling out and doing what he's been doing all summer. Tomorrow in this preseason game, and then in only a handful of practices remaining there in Green Bay before that final preseason game against the Seahawks. And then we've got the cut down on, I believe, is it August 26th? And then, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Packer transplants will be back in 2 weeks. We'll be back on the 27th and the 3rd, going over the finalized roster and then previewing the season. It's going to be a lot of fun. So get ready for your Corey Banky takes, ready to the return of Packers blogosphere. It's going to be a hot time in the old town tonight. In a couple weeks when Packer Transplants returns here on Cheesehead TV. In addition to that, as I've kind of teased here throughout the offseason, we will be announcing the details for our get-together, meet-up, what have you, the Saturday night before the regular season kicks off. Look for that on Monday. It's going to be really fun. Just kind of getting it locked in this week. It's been a ball. I am so excited to let you guys know about it starting on Monday. I know some of you have reached out and said, you know, you're planning on coming to whatever we're doing, regardless of what it is. And I can't tell you how much that means to us that you trust that, hey, whatever we're doing, it's going to be a good time. We're going to be most likely drinking some beer and talking some ball, but you know, it might be a bit beyond that this time around. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to share it with you next week. But in the meantime, like I said, the return of Packer Transplants, and we'll have an announcement sooner rather than later about some new content, some new shows here on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel. A lot going on here at Cheesehead TV. I hope you like, subscribe, get ready for another fantastic Green Bay Packers football season. Some of it more fantastic than others. But hey, the most important part is that we're here together as Packers fans getting ready for another, hopefully, run at the title. Because that's what this is all about, right? We can talk about carry the G. We can talk about players getting better. Guys, Jordan Love, how's he going to look? Whatever. That's all great. That's all well and good. We can have all the meetups in the world. That is all in service to and in support of the Packers chasing another title. Let's go. Come on. Let's bring title number 14 to Title Town. It's been a while. It's been a little bit since the Packers won a Super Bowl. I, for one, am tired of it. Let's go. Let's hoist another Lombardi. But of course, that is a long way away. The hard work continues. Green Bay Packers training camp will be here to cover it all for you. And I'm so excited for this football season, if you couldn't tell. Hello, everybody in the comments section. So good to see you all. Hope you're all doing well. Mixing it up. Before we get going, you know, I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage or indeed in the description of this video. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King for all your Packers ticket needs. Do it, folks. You want to see the green and gold? Come on now. Hell, if you're in the Indy area, we got tickets for the preseason game. They're at Ticket King. Do it. Go support the guys. Support these deep reserves trying to make the roster. Come on now. Grimpy, how you doing, man? Thanks for checking out the stream. Nags, do you think jersey number 84 will ever be worn again? I suspect not. I know they have it out right now in camp, but I would be very surprised once they have Sterling in the building, which apparently is happening in week two. The Packers announced today a bunch of stuff for the season when it comes to Lambeau. I'm going to make sure I'm not giving out bad information here, but I believe they will be honoring Mr. Sharp at a game. Yes, Pro Football Hall of Famer Sterling Sharp will be in the building week two against the Washington Commanders that Thursday night. His name will be unveiled at the Lambeau Field facade in honor of his recent induction. I don't know if they go official, you know, retire the number, but I suspect there's a decent chance they do. So I'd be very, very surprised if it was given out again. But we shall see. We shall see. Evil Badger, how you doing? Holy cow, three-year member. Go Pack, go Eeyore. We welcome all kinds, Evil Badger, as you know. 3 years. Thank you so much for the support. Very much, very much appreciated. I can't wait till we're back doing watch parties each and every week. All you Care of the G Club members, you guys are the lifeblood of Watch Party. Thank you so much for the support. Cannot wait to watch this Packers season with you. Go Pack Go. How you doing, man? How we doing, Nags? I know you're ready for this Super Bowl run. I gladly welcome you back to Entitled Town. We're winning every McTruckin' game. Go Pack Go. I like the positive energy. Let's say that. You know, hey, I'm not here to be a damper, put a damper on your fun. I ain't no wet blanket. Get after it, man. Let's beat the Lions. How about that? Can we beat the Lions? Hey, even beyond beating the Lions, I mean, obviously I want the Packers to beat the Lions. That's no duh, right? Can we be in it at halftime at Lambeau Field? That's, you know, I'm a man of simple pleasures, simple tastes. Last couple times the Lions have come to Lambeau, it's been rough at halftime. So I'm just asking, you know, for a little fate for me opening weekend. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a ton of alumni in the house. Tons of people in town for the Cheesehead DV meetup. We're going to be having a good time. Just make it a game at half. Is that too much to ask? Because apparently it has been the last couple times Detroit's come to town. It's a big test. Big test right out of the gate. Big, big test. Joe, what's going on, man? In Goot's mind, about how many are locks for the 53? Well, if you go back and watch our interview with Mr. Gutekunst this offseason, when I talked about, well, why haven't you paid Zach Tom? Isn't he a lock at right tackle? You know, made fun of the fact that Steno was talking about Zach Tom having to compete for the right tackle position, you know? First thing he said in response, you know, we're always competing. So in his mind, I don't think there are any locks, but I would say probably around in this with this squad, actually, I would say probably around 35 to 40 would be my guess. You know, we'll see what transpires over the course of the afternoon of the 26th. But I don't doubt they'll have their eyes on other folks, either on, you know, waiver wires or potential cuts from other teams and things like that. But I think there's a decent chance most of this team is already in the building, you know. But we shall see. We shall see. Brian Price, how you doing, man? Can't wait to see Edge blow up quarterbacks this year. I mean, I keep saying it. I do think they are going to utilize him as a pass rusher a lot more than people suspect they are going to. I think that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be utilizing him on the edge, but they are going to use him from pretty much across the formation would be my suspicion. His explosiveness is really difficult to counter if you're just kind of running your offense and not knowing where he's going to be. Like, you can call max protect all day, but we've seen his ability to kind of pick his way through the wash, get through a double team, or even, you know, get himself skinny to explode into the backfield and blow things up. He's able to do that when he's rushing the passer. It's really impressive. And I think he's going to be a legit sneaky weapon for Halfley in that regard. No doubt about it. Klaus, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. New shows, beer tasting. Does anything beat Carry the G? Please play the jingle and enjoy one. Too bad we can't get them over here. Hey, Klaus, man, I can't get it in New York City. So I wish I could, but I will most certainly play the jingle.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold. Land of the green and gold.
Got to do it, folks. Got to get yourself some Care of the G if you're in the great state of Wisconsin, which I am not. But if you are, and judging by our metrics, a lot of you are, yeah, Care of the G. Cross shelves now in the great state of Wisconsin. Baron, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. J-Love was that dude at the end of 2023. What have you seen to make you think he can be that in 2025? Random Packer Bill Schroeder, the Sheboygan Flash. Billy White Shoe Schroeder. Certainly seen his ability with the football as far as being able to make any throw necessary from any platform or any moment necessary, even if he is off platform, out of the pocket, seeing and being able to reset and make any throw. It's special stuff. And I know Packers fans are so used to it because of we've had Favre and Rodgers for so long that we kind of think that's just how NFL quarterbacks are supposed to operate. And yeah, no doubt the best ones do, but Jordan is a special player in that regard. Now, yes, has it gotten him into trouble at times? No doubt about it. Just as it did Brett, especially early in his career. But yeah, man, there's little doubt in my mind that he can be exactly the dude we saw at the end of 2023. I do think it's going to take a bit of time, especially now that he and his receivers have missed and are missing so much time together here in camp. You know, forget about the preseason, because we know they haven't really played a ton in the preseason. But time on task and just having banked reps with this group in whatever new wrinkles and things they were trying to implement over the offseason, all of the work that you would hope they would get, so much of that has been robbed. Now, it's not an excuse. Every team goes through it. Every team has to deal with this kind of thing. But I do think it's going to be really interesting to see what concepts Matt leans into, especially early in the season, as far maybe not trying to, quote, keep it simple for Jordan, but make it pretty delineated so that there isn't – you're trying to mitigate or minimize, as you know, – the choice stuff, as far as, oh, you better be seeing it the same way Jordan is. And we've seen a couple of those moments over the course of the summer where, you know, there was the one where I asked Matt about Musgrave and the miscommunication with Love. Like, those are reps that you need so that you are on the same page, so that when these moments present themselves, you know, you can trust 1,000,000,000%. You know how that guy's going to cut. You know exactly where he's going to round that route off, where he's going to make that dart to the sideline, and you can throw in rhythm with anticipation. That's what Jordan did such a great job of down the stretch there in 2023. There was, you know, both of kind of the components of being able to make the off schedule stuff or know the offense well enough that if he was off platform, I know I got a release valve over here, or I know this guy's going to be cutting deep on that in cut on a dagger concept. And I know if I sidestep this rush, he's going to be there and I can make that throw. We saw plenty of that, but also just the timing and the anticipation that he was able to operate under throughout that kind of 5-6 game stretch at the end of 2023. He was in such a good groove. That's going to take, I would suspect, a little bit of time to get back into, you know, especially, and we talk about this all the time, he is a very streaky player. You know, he can look really off, maybe even rattled at times, bad throws, dives on him, misses an open guy, etc. And then all of a sudden he hits like two or three passes, and all of a sudden you blink and he's hit 12 in a row and they've put up 250 yards. And you're like, wait a second, the start of this game, he was all over the yard. So that's why I suspect Matt will try to at least a little bit keep things pared down somewhat to try and get Jordan into a rhythm and not have so many options on every play where if even one person's a little bit off as far as what they're reading concept-wise on the defense or what they're supposed to do with their route, that you're going to see errant throws. You're going to see kind of missed connections because the timing's off. I mean, at some point, you're professionals. You're expected to know it, and you got to do it. There's no doubt about that. But I do think if Jordan can just find that rhythm earlier in the season, he could really cook with gas as the year goes along. Now, and that's my suspicion of what will most likely happen. What else we got here for folks? E4, what's going on, man? Had a high school coach who made it up to the final cut with the Vikings. Always remember him talking about how much that final cut sucked. Wish the best for all these kids. Yeah, and it's crazy now, too, because back when this gentleman, I'm sure, was making his way through the cuts, there used to be three of them, right? Now there's only one. They're back to, you know, they went from 3-2-1 to back to two, and now they're back to there's only one single cut. So it's got to be hard going through the entirety of this process, right? And you get down to that final kind of 48-hour period, and then all of a sudden your time is up, right? And it's the maybe not the death of a dream, but certainly a dream deferred. And now you got to go and hope that you can latch on someplace else. And if you don't, you got to keep yourself in shape in case someone calls. That's a tough gig, man. And I'm with you, man. I'm pulling for every one of these guys. If it's not in Green Bay, I hope they make it happen someplace else. No question about it. Hype Television. Is that Doug Hype? What's up, man? Anyone here a fan of Care the G Cream Ale? I think they are. You missed it. I already played the song, so I appreciate it, Doug. Go Pack Go. What's up, man? This is good and bad. It's Eli Manning with wheels. I don't know what that's in reference to, but I appreciate it. Baron, thanks again. Think Love will use his legs more this year. 1,000,000,000% yes. And you've seen evidence of that already in training camp. There have been plenty of moments where especially when, you know, he's presented with man coverage and everyone's back is to him and they're 10, 20 yards downfield and he sees an opening, yep, he's taken off. And I think that those are really sneaky hidden yards, you know, that really hurt the offense last year. Just converting like four first downs with his legs is going to help this offense extend drives, get more opportunities to put points on the board, things that were really lacking a lot of the time last year. You coupled his immobility and his inability to use his legs with all the drops they had on third down or even fourth down. Like, they had so many drives killed due to those things that they can absolutely get Jordan running a little bit more. And it keeps the defense honest, right? And it makes defensive coordinators have to play a little bit differently. I don't think he's ever going to be, you know, mistaken for Lamar Jackson or anything, but I certainly believe using his legs. And of course, when he gets outside the pocket, he's still looking to throw, right? And that's what I like about Jordan. You see almost every single time when he's outside the pocket, if the thing breaks down protection wise and he is flushed, right? His eyes are always downfield. He's always looking to make a play first with his arm. But then if it presents itself on a scramble like that, yeah, he'll take off and he'll hopefully pick up a first down. But I do think, yeah, there's every indication that he will not hesitate and will be using his legs a little bit more this year, simply because they're healthy, right? You know, and that can only lead to good things as far as picking up more opportunities to get downfield and score points. What else we got here, folks? I like it. Isaiah, what's going on? Thanks for checking out the stream. I love how good the defense looks, and they're not playing with the team, but these players are fighting for a roster spot. I mean, well, here's the thing. I mean, as far as the domination they exhibited yesterday in the joint practice, that was encouraging. Now, in the long term, in the grand scheme, no, it doesn't mean a whole lot. You know, just because you're dominating a joint practice, it's one day, you did some good work, you want to build on it, right? It's not, oh, look at these guys. They've certainly arrived and are going to come out on week one and just absolutely bust it up. Like, that's not the case, right? But it's nice and certainly heartening to see a lot of these young guys, too, like taking significant steps forward. I mean, Lucas Van Ness is kind of the poster child of this, but I think you could look at Colby Wooden, too. Guys who've been on the roster and been in the program now who are doing things you didn't really see them doing last year, 2 years ago, what have you. That's the growth. That's the potential, hopefully finally coming to fruition. You need it across the board, obviously, but you're certainly seeing it on the defensive side of the ball more often than not. What else we got? Go Pack Go. What's up, man? In reference to Jordan Love, same number even, just a much stronger arm. But hey, if he wins two Super Bowls like him, I'll take it. Eli Manning with wheels. I think he's more talented than Eli, but I hear what you're saying. The ability to make those plays and certainly have, but also leave you scratching your head at times for some of the decision-making and things like that. I mean, he did win two Super Bowls, but Eli Manning also had some generational style defenses to complement him. And as well as the Packers have been playing on defense so far, I'm not ready to say they've arrived in that regard. But hey, it sure looks like Jordan's going to get a little bit more help from his defense this year, but we'll see. Doug, what's going on, man? Oh, good. I will take a drink of Carry the G Cream Ale every time Baron Sorrell arm swipes an offensive tackle in oblivion this season. I better stock up. I'm right there, man. I am right there as far as Baron Sorrell and watching him really, hopefully, start to put it together here as a rookie, come out of the gate swinging, hopefully make a big play week one, get the ball rolling on his career. I'm down. I am down with this vision, Doug Hype. Let's go. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow after the game. Go Pack Go.